This is Captain Jeff, along with the world's favorite millennial, Stephen Basaka. We'd like to welcome you to the Real Guy Podcast, the podcast for real guys by real guys. Would you like to know the steps you can take to help for the fight for clean water? In this episode, we focus on who is actually running on water. This being an election year, the most important thing that we can do is vote the right people into office.
Clear the airwaves. The Lunker Dog is on the air.
Are you ready? This is the Real Guy Podcast.
Like, everybody's got to have an expert before they're allowed to say anything. Like, there was a Congress lady that wouldn't even friggin' say if somebody was a guy or a girl. She had to get an expert to get that information.
That's where we're at these days?
Yeah. Well, like, when we did all this environmental stuff for the city, right? You had to get a bunch of experts in here. Like, you couldn't take it from, like, your own eyes and nose and ears and smell or a local fishing guide. You had to get some fucking expert in here.
I'm surprised, because typically everybody's an expert, it seems like, too.
Well, we got Rachel in here to do the water testing for the Miami Water Keepers, an expert.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for her, then the city wouldn't have recognized any of the reports about all the pollution and sewage.
But
since you get an expert...
Every month, Fort Lauderdale fails more than any other city, and they still don't slow down.
Right.
Yo, what happened with George English the other day? Did you hear about that?
Well, so what happened was thousands of gallons of sewage ended up in George English Park.
Shocker.
Again.
I was about to say, that's nothing new here.
And, of course, they blame it on a contractor, which was hired by the city. That runs around with raw sewage in the truck. What? I want to know, why are they running around town with raw sewage in the truck in the first place? Oh, that'd be because you didn't fix the infrastructure. But it's the contractor's fault.
But they gave themselves an award for fixing the infrastructure. Remember that one?
Of course they gave themselves. They give themselves an award for everything.
Dude,
how would you like to be in the position where you could give yourself a raise every year? Did you hear about that catastrophe?
I figured that was how it worked with politics. They give themselves raises.
Well,
the
city of Fort Lauderdale, right? All they have to do is vote themselves a raise every year. So this guy Sturman that got in last year.
Warren. Yeah. He's the one that beat out Kevin by like 47 votes.
Right. So this is Captain Jeff. In 2024, we have a new theme. The theme is who's running on water. We uploaded the first episode of the year to use as a reference or a tool for people that are passionate about winning the fight for clean water. I ask you to listen to it, share it, and then give us your feedback on my email, jeff@lunkerdog.com, or any of the social media platforms as a way to communicate. I will leave the link in the show notes for you to share. Thank you, and run that dog. He didn't vote for the raise, and everybody else got mad at him. And the guy Glassman, a commissioner, cursed him out. And was like really vulgar to the guy. And
really?
Yeah, and it was and somebody recorded it, and it ended up on the news and the whole nine yards. And it just goes to show you that these friggin' guys that we've elected are all a bunch of friggin' scumbags.
Well, and what we've elected, well, but these other yo-yos have elected.
I mean, I've been going to work since I've been 18. I've never have cursed out anybody at work. I've gotten arguments, I've gotten mad, I've had problems, I've had people get mad at me, but I've never cursed anybody out, and I've never been cursed out at work. And I'm not saying that if you ever at one time in your life got cursed out at work, that you're a scumbag or whatever, but let me rest assured that these people that we've been electing over the years are scumbags. And the one commissioner cursed out the other commissioner, and hurt his feelings, by the way, because... they didn't give each other a raise.
So that somebody recorded this?
This is like...
I want to see it.
No, this was news. Like Fort Lauderdale News, Sun Sentinel, whatever's left of that, actually covered this.
I'm in shock. Speaking of the Sun Sentinel, did you see that wonderful article where they said that Fort Lauderdale ranked as one of the worst-run cities? And my favorite part of that headline was, "Some are wondering how." And I'm like... where do we start? Some are wondering how. You know who's wondering how?
Who?
The transplants that just moved here during COVID. They're wondering how, because according to them, this is paradise, even though our waterways stink to high heaven.
Well, you know, it's all in the eyes of the beholder. But I think there's a lot of really, really badly run cities in the state of Florida.
Miami.
Yeah. And there's a guy we got to get on the podcast that actually knows the whole history about how all the politics worked and development. But this place was a clusterfuck from day one. And we've all have to accept that. But my whole thing is, okay, so let's just assume that that article is spot on. So assuming that that article is 100% correct, and Fort Lauderdale is one of the worst run cities in the state or in the country for that matter. So then what? Like, isn't that like the county and then the state's responsibility?
I would imagine so.
I mean, is there a penalty for being the worst run?
Well, that's the thing. It's like you say it's one of the worst run cities. It's like, well, okay, so then what are you doing about it?
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know what to do about it. Do you know what to do about it?
Vote the people we currently have in out, I think, is a start.
Vote the people out?
That are currently in there, I think, could be a start.
Ron DeSantis. You know, like, just picking on everybody because everybody gets all fired up about their favorite politician.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And Ron's everybody's favorite. So what does Ron do when he looks over at Fort Lauderdale and be like, God, Fort Lauderdale is fucking up so bad. And they're dumping all this stuff in the water and blah, blah, blah. What happens?
Has he ever even been to Fort Lauderdale? Because I know he was supposed to come.
He comes to Fort Lauderdale, but he comes in and he goes out.
He just flies in.
Well, I think there's an issue when he comes to Fort Lauderdale. All the friggin' libs freak out and try to sabotage him and do weird shit to him. So, like, when he comes to Broward and Palm Beach County, where all the Dems are, he has to come in, get his shit done, and get out.
He spends a lot of time in Miami, I heard, though.
Miami's not so dem.
Maybe
not so liberal. Right, it's a little different down there now. But I don't know. I've never seen Ron here. I've been here my whole life. I've never seen any of the governors come here. I'm not saying that they've never come in here. I'm just saying, like,
they've never made it known that they've come here.
Well, I'm just saying, I've never seen a governor in my life here in Fort Lauderdale. And I've seen a lot of people in this town.
Yeah, celebrities.
Everybody. From celebrities to friggin' homeless and anywhere in between. Yeah. But no governors, no senators. And if they do come in, it's not for the common folk. Or at least not for us fishing guides, anyway.
No, but it is a good point. It's like, well, you write this article, okay, it's one of the worst run cities. It's like, okay, so what happens then? What now?
Right.
You just sit there and just go, okay, well, we already knew it was one of the worst run cities.
But this is kind of like the common theme through all of the government. Okay, we got the most polluted water. Okay, now which part of the government's supposed to interject and make it right?
The EPA.
Right.
Supposed to.
Right, and they don't do anything. Mm-mm. And then you got the education system. And the kids that, you know, graduate from public school here can't read and write. But nobody gets held accountable for that. And we could go on and on and on and on. And the only reason I bring this shit up is because everybody gets all excited every time we pass new legislation. Well, we don't even freaking enforce the old legislation that we passed over the years. Why does everybody get so excited to pass new legislation? Because it's a pain in the ass to pass it, and it really doesn't make any difference. It's kind of the truth. Because you can pass the legislation, you can have the laws, but unless you force the government to do what they're supposed to do, they don't do what they're supposed to do ever, if you haven't noticed.
Well, it comes back to holding politicians, your local city officials, accountable, which most people don't do.
Well, where do we start? Where do we start, Rusaka? I mean, can you tell me one, except for the Army and the Armed Forces, and I'm sure it could be a lot better too, but one federal, state, city organization or bureaucracy that works where you can say, man, they do a great job. We should have a heck of a lot more of that. Give that guy a fucking raise. It doesn't happen.
In the government, no.
That's why they give themselves their own raises.
Because no, if it was up to all of us, they'd never get a raise.
Right, and we don't pay attention anyway. You could ask freaking... I guarantee you, you could go 100 people in a row in this little part of Fort Lauderdale that I live in, Victoria Park, and you could go 100 people in a row and they couldn't tell you who their commissioner was.
But, you know, I have to be careful because that was me up until a few years ago, and then I realized that I really need to start paying attention to this stuff. It's pretty sickening when you actually start paying attention. You see just how corrupt a lot of these politicians are. and just how the government works. Like, I mean, I think that I think a prime example of that is when they gave themselves an award for fixing infrastructure, and it's not even fixed, and we're still failing. Our waterways are still failing consistently.
All right, so
it's all about consistency.
but all right, so the city of Fort Lauderdale has such a huge budget, right?
Oh, didn't they lose $1 million? Remember that shit?
They lost $1 million. Don't know what happened to it.
But how does that happen?
Because they got such a huge budget, and they're just recklessly spending money, and they have such a huge budget that I'm not kidding. This is true. They have such a huge budget that they have like millions of dollars that they spend on a PR firm. So there's a PR firm that we pay for that basically hides all sorts of shit and does all sorts of stuff for the elected officials to make them.
But not for us though.
No.
We just pay for it.
It's our tax dollars paying the PR company to deceive us. Like that whole
we play ourselves pretty much.
Well, nobody knows what's going on. We just give the government money and they do whatever the fuck they want with it.
Yeah.
Which is how we've gotten to the point of where we are now. All right. In one way, I feel like, oh, we're never going to win this fight. All right. And then on the other hand, I'm like, we can't get too micro. And what I mean by that is, okay, you pass this legislation that you worked so hard to get passed. And you and a bunch of people got together and you did some things, kind of like the way Susie Bailey and them got the Miami Waterkeepers hired here in town, right? They busted their ass and they did all these stuff and they twisted the mayor's arm and the commissioner's arm and they spent the $100,000 and they hired the Miami Waterkeepers. And now the Miami Waterkeepers, we give them the $100,000 and they do 10 tests a month. And this has been going on for years now. And the tests all come back horrible.
Every time.
And now we know that the pollution isn't getting any better. It's actually getting worse as time goes on. Except nobody cares. Nobody knows.
That's the problem.
Right. Nobody knows. So we get this. We're all excited that we got the Miami Waterkeepers. She's done the test. She's shown everybody that the politicians and the leaders of the city of Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, the state of Florida are failing miserably. And nothing happens.
That's the problem.
Right. That's why the whole thing for me is macro at this point. Can we get a huge percentage of people that are voting, when they look at the ballot box, they know who's running on water? And will they say who's running on water over and over and over again so the politicians will now respond? Because the legislation stuff is just a very small piece of it. Yeah, you can pass the legislation, but if you can't get the government to enforce the legislation that they passed,
it means nothing.
Right. And this is what I'm getting at. We all celebrated when we got a little thing that we needed here in Fort Lauderdale, which was the Miami Waterkeepers to do the testing. Okay, now we got that done. We got the results. And what has changed?
Nothing.
It gets worse and worse every single month.
You know what the sad thing is, too? I feel like there's not even that many people that know that the Miami Waterkeepers even test our waterways.
Correct.
So you said something to me one time recently that I've thought about, which is that the city of Fort Lauderdale really is like a revolving door. You know, a lot of people move here, but they don't stay here too long. I really think that the city likes that, because when you get new people in here, they come in oblivious to all the issues that are going on, like irresponsible overdevelopment and whatnot, and they don't question it. They just see A1A in Fort Lauderdale Beach, think that this, and you know, the sunshine, and they think this is the greatest place in the world. They think to themselves, nothing needs to change. I sometimes think that they like it like that, because there's not people here long enough to start questioning them.
Well, sure they like it like that, because these people are corrupt. And Fort Lauderdale is one of these, you know, cities that have a budget that's so huge that this corruption goes on year in and year out. And it doesn't matter what politician is in there. They're just jockeying for this corrupt way of doing business. And the people that are here, the residents of Florida, are just totally getting taken advantage of. Right. Dude, how many mayors do you know that are running around in a fucking Maybach?
I knew you were going to say it.
How many?
I don't even know if this mayor of Miami even runs around in that.
If he does, if he has a Maybach, at least he's not friggin' pompous enough to run around in it. You know what I mean? And they say, oh, well, you know, he's also a successful real estate attorney. Well,
say
no
that again.
Shit.
Say that again.
Successful real estate attorney.
Isn't it ironic that every developer, and Zach Rautman was actually the one who brought this up. Isn't it ironic that every developer's offer gets accepted to build here, and our mayor just so happens to be a real estate attorney as well? There's no coincidence there. And I wish that more people would start looking at it that way and start kind of seeing the forest for the trees in that aspect.
Well, it's a struggle. Like, there's a whole bunch of people that don't want conflict. Like, I'll start, you know, saying stuff, and I'll start getting, you know, to the point about how corrupt the politicians are around here. And then you'll get people that post like, well, why is it always us against them? It's because they're taking advantage of us. That's why.
Because it is us against them.
They're taking advantage.
We want clean water. We want responsible development. They don't.
Correct.
So it is us against them, unfortunately.
Correct. Correct.
You know, and I keep trying to, and I will tell you, though, that there are people that are starting to finally wake up a little bit now and say, you know what, we can't trust our local politicians, like my girl Kat Uden down in Hollywood, who finally said enough is enough, and now she's running for mayor.
All right.
I'd like to get her on this podcast.
Let's get her on here, but let's talk about Kat for a second.
Yeah.
Now, if you got anybody in the audience that didn't listen to the first podcast we put out at the beginning of the year, we put that podcast out as a tool, as a reference tool, for a number of reasons. One is because it's going to be the theme for the rest of the year. And what we wanted was people to reach out to their local leaders that are running in this year's election and find out which ones are advocates to the water. And Busaka reached out and found out about the mayor, or someone's going to run for mayor in the city of Hollywood, Florida. Hollywood, Florida is just south of Fort Lauderdale, between Fort Lauderdale and Miami. Now, her name is Kat Uden.
Yep.
Okay. Now, how did you find out about Kat?
So I actually knew about her before she even decided to run for mayor, because she's been very active in the Hollywood scene, much like, and making people aware of all the corruption that the local government is doing down there, kind of like how you do here in Fort Lauderdale. Like, when the government was, there's an area on A1A in Hollywood on the Barrier Island that was specifically designed to be public parking, no skyscraper there. Government's trying to come in and work, and the lawyers are trying to work around the wording to try to build a skyscraper there. And she's on that stuff. And so she really caught my eye, because I grew up on Hollywood Beach.
Right.
You know, so she caught my eye in that aspect and kind of keeping everybody informed on what's going on in Hollywood. You know, so she was letting everybody know when there's city meetings to attend. And so I started going to the meetings and whatnot. And she finally had enough. And it's just like, you know what? I'm going to run for mayor. And the thing I like that she's doing is she's doing it old school. She's literally going from door to door, knocking on doors, saying, hey, guys, I'm running for mayor. Talk to me about what your concerns are. I think that that's great that she's doing it like that. And she's like, and she's been saying that she's been having a lot of luck with people actually saying, yeah, you know what? I have not been happy with what they're trying to do to Hollywood. Because essentially what they're doing is they're trying to make Hollywood like the new Brickell.
Right.
You know, so she's somebody that really cares about it. Really big into the outdoors. She does paddleboarding religiously. She spends a lot of time in the Everglades. Actually, her and her family have this little, it's like this little camper. It's really cool. They'll go over to like Shark Valley and Big Cypress and all those places. So she's really into the outdoors. She cares about the water. So I'd love to get her on this podcast to talk a little bit more about kind of what she wants to do in Hollywood and how she wants to try to help save it. And, you know, the funny thing is the current mayor and his staff, like what they're trying to do is attack her and say, well, she's anti-development. You know how they tried to do the same thing talking about you, saying, oh, Jeff's anti-development.
Right.
They tried to do the same thing with her. And she's like, guys, I am not anti-development. I am just saying, if we have a law in place that on the barrier island, no buildings higher than, what is it, 65 or 70 feet, we cannot build a 226-foot skyscraper in an area where it's not designated.
Right. And she just wants to enforce the rules that are already there.
Yeah.
As opposed to change them for some developer coming in from probably out of town to overdevelop. Like they've done in every beach around Hollywood Beach.
Yeah.
Dania and Hollywood Beach are the only two beaches, are the only places on A1A that aren't totally overdeveloped.
Yeah.
I take the drive from Fort Lauderdale to Hull Harbor. And Dania Beach, Hollywood Beach, you still get like a little sense of, you know, okay, Florida beach town. Then you get to Hallandale. Hallandale was overdeveloped in the friggin' 70s.
I'd say years ago.
Yeah, it's just all concrete, and you can tell that you got into a different town.
Yeah,
and it's then noticeable. So then you got Hollywood, then you got Hollandale. I mean, it is like night and day. And then, in severe contrast to that, right next to that, you have Golden Beach.
I knew that was going to come.
Golden Beach, right? No, my point is, okay, so Golden Beach, they actually left a neighborhood there. And there's yards, and there's houses, and it's some of the most valuable real estate in the whole country.
Yeah,
it's amazing what happens when you don't overdevelop, how valuable the real estate is. And then, as soon as you get south of Golden Beach, you've got Sunny Isles, which is the most overdeveloped beach in all of Florida.
It really is.
It is. The only place I've ever seen that is more overdeveloped in a small area is Dubai. So it goes Dubai, Sunny Isles Beach, and then you guys can make the list from there. But it's totally nuts.
It's funny to me how Sunny Isles, they hype it up so much. I can't stand going down there.
Well, it's not for you. You live here and you pay taxes.
Yeah, but it's funny because, again, it's like you look at the people from out of town. Like, same thing with South Beach. Everybody makes a big deal about South Beach, and South Beach is just okay.
I don't know. The way I remember South Beach.
Well, that's true. Back in the day.
When I spent the time in South Beach, before Lauderdale Beach and all these places, it was freaking phenomenal.
Yeah.
In today's day and age, and we go over this all the time, it's like, all right, so I'm not hanging at the W or the Ritz, and I'm not like real happy, you know, about getting a $20 Heineken and that kind of thing, but I'm the minority here, dude. I'm the fishing guide. I'm like the last Mohican down here in the city. There's a lot of fools that love that stuff. But they don't live here.
I was just about to say, but they're not from here.
And they don't pay taxes here. Talking about people that don't live here, you want to hear a story?
I'd love to.
And I'm going to have her on the podcast that I was talking to her just yesterday about doing the interview.
Okay.
Old local Fort Lauderdale kid. Went to high school down here in Stranahan High School. She moves up to New England, gets married up there, has a beautiful family, becomes a Yankee, and she brings her whole family down here to vacation.
Okay.
And what do vacationers do when they come down here? What do they want
to
do?
They want to go to the beach. They want to go in the water.
Right. And that's exactly what they did. They came down here. She went to her old haunts down by Commercial Pier. They were in the water down there. They were in the water down in the Keys. They were in the water the whole time. And then she gets home. And then she has like some sort of rash that breaks out. And then it becomes the flesh-eating bacteria.
You gotta be kidding.
I am not kidding you, dude.
Are you serious?
And she has to go to the hospital. And they're fighting with this thing. And I think they finally got it under control.
Yeah, it's scary.
The girl comes down here and she goes in the water and she goes home and she's infected. And I know this is happening to thousands of people when they come down here and they get in the water.
They probably have no idea that they got it from here.
Right. But Amy, who's known me since we were kids and has followed us on Facebook since before friggin' she left and went to New England and became a mom, listens to all the stuff that we talk about. And then when she went home and she found out she had the flesh-eating bacteria infection, whatever the heck, I'll find out exactly what it is and we'll have her on the podcast. But when she found that out, she knew exactly what happened. Can she prove it? Probably not at this point. But the education process has begun.
Yeah. Oh, no, people are learning. It's happening.
Amy was able to put two and two together so quickly.
Yeah.
She knew exactly what happened. She went to Florida. She got in the water. She got infected because the water's fucking polluted.
Yeah. Well, just look at the Miami water keepers. They test it every month and it keeps failing.
Right.
I don't understand. They really shouldn't be a shock to everybody. But again, I don't even think that that many people are aware of it. Nor do I think they care. When you've got some influencer from, you know, Lord knows where that moves down here, some millennial influencer from social media, you think they care about that? They care about getting their pictures on the Fort Lauderdale beach.
That's true.
And showing the rest of the world. That's all they're focused on.
That is true. That is true. The with the putting two and two together. So are people like Amy that figure it out? Are they going to start suing the city of Fort Lauderdale?
Suing the
state of Florida? Because it's not like the city didn't know.
And that's the scary part.
Right.
They know it not only could happen, it is happening.
Should it happen? Where do you stand on that?
Should it happen?
Do you think somebody should turn around and sue the city of Fort Lauderdale if they're in a situation like Amy was in?
Absolutely, because guess what? They're aware of the issue, and they've been aware of it for years, and they've chosen to do nothing about it. That's just me.
No.
Now, it'd be one thing if this had never happened before and nobody knew what was going on. Okay, but you've known it's been going on for years, and you've done nothing to fix it. And what makes it even worse to me is you pretended that you fixed it by giving yourselves an award. I'm going to keep bringing that up. You pretended you fixed it and gave yourself a damn award.
Right, and pay a PR firm to deceive us.
That's what I mean. It's like, so in this case, should you be held accountable? 1,000%. And it's not fair. It's not fair to the people who live here. And it sure as hell ain't fair to the folks that are coming here as tourists. Because think about how much the state of Florida relies on tourism.
Yeah, but you know who gets kicked in the balls?
Us.
Well, and
the natives.
And then we get double kicked in the balls because they sue the city of Fort Lauderdale. Who pays for that?
Our taxes. Right. It's like a vicious cycle, dude.
Dude, it is. It is. Pusaka, let's wrap it up right there. I mean, it was a great Who's Running on Water episode, which is our theme for 2024. And I'd like to ask the audience to help us out with the theme of Who's Running on Water. If you're not sure what Who's Running on Water means, I want to refer back to the first podcast of 2024, which is called Who's Running on Water. And if you could share that podcast with other people that are like-minded and people that are frustrated and are trying to do something good in this year's election, if you could refer them to that first episode of the year titled Who's Running on Water. This is Captain Jeff. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Real Guy Podcast, the podcast for real guys by real guys. Run that dog.